This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. With colder weather starting to settle into the area, heating experts are sharing tips with residents on how to winterize their homes properly. Experts say residents should begin with starting their heaters or furnaces now to reduce the risk of fire later. If they have a chimney in their home, they should get it checked for signs of deterioration, which could also cause a fire hazard. Experts say it's a good time to start checking your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors as well to ensure they're working while checking your home for other heating-related fire dangers. All eyes are on Wisconsin with the election about a week away. Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump, and their running mates Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance are hosting campaign events in the tightly contested state this week. On Wednesday, Vice President Harris is scheduled to visit the University of Wisconsin-Madison for a Get Out the Vote rally. Also on Wednesday, former President Trump will host a rally in Green Bay with former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Trump will also speak in Milwaukee on Friday. The Rotary Club of Duluth held its biggest fundraiser of the year over the weekend, spreading roses throughout the area before winter sets in. Officials say it's the 39th year that the organization has held their annual rose sale, and the proceeds are sent to community-based organizations. The roses were sold at various shopping centers around the city. Officials also say the organization is always looking for new projects to benefit the community and is always looking to bring in more community members to volunteer with the club. Early voting numbers in Wisconsin for the 2024 election have soared in comparison to the 2020 election. Early voting began last Tuesday, and in just 4 days, election officials say the number of early votes received has risen by almost 40% compared to the last presidential election. As of Friday morning, over 290,000 people had already voted, compared to 209,000 people in 2020. Election officials also say that over 715,000 of 1 million absentee ballots have been returned already. A Duluth woman was killed in a rollover crash in Carlton County on Saturday afternoon. According to law enforcement authorities, 41-year-old Rebecca Ann Peterson was traveling north on Interstate 35 near County Road 61 when she lost control of the vehicle and went off the road. The vehicle then struck a number of trees and came to a rest in a wooded area off the road. The accident occurred at around 3 p.m. on Saturday. Law enforcement authorities say no other vehicles were involved in the crash and Peterson was wearing a seatbelt. The Duluth Entertainment Convention Center hosted the Great Lakes Outdoor Summit on Friday. The summit brings in businesses, conservation advocates, and residents to connect and build a community that seeks to preserve the environment and benefit everyone in the area. Over 40 organizations attended the summit and held engagement sessions that covered topics like climate change, outdoor advocacy, and solutions for accessibility. Organizers say their hope is people will return for future sessions to keep those conversations going. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new email scam. According to a press release, scammers have been sending extortion attempts over email, claiming the victim has visited an unsafe website and they can now access the victim's webcams and phone cameras. The scammers then request payment through cryptocurrency. Officials are reminding residents not to panic, as it is incredibly unlikely the scammer has private video of them, ignore the messages, and never send money. The Superior Downtown Farmers Market is heading into its final days of the season. The Farmers Market on Banks Avenue is scheduled to close up shop for the winter on October 30th, so area residents should take advantage of it while they still have time. The Farmers Market features a variety of produce that is locally grown, giving residents a chance to get healthy foods and invest back into their own communities. As the colder weather continues to move into the area, more farmers markets will soon be shutting down for the winter. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underlie is proposing free meals for all students in the biennial budget. According to a press release from the Department of Public Instruction, the free meals proposal would give all Wisconsin students access to a healthy breakfast and lunch for free. The organization says 1 in 4 students has reported hunger from not having food in their home. The budget also proposed to fully fund the school day milk program and create a new program to encourage school districts to buy local. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling. It got to a point where we didn't feel like, and he didn't feel like he could protect himself.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
Gotta improve our offense, gotta improve our defense, and not play more. We have to be better. It doesn't matter if it's game one, game three, game 50. Gotta keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Despite a prolific run that has spanned decades, actor Liam Neeson says he is done with the action film genre. The 72-year-old actor and star of the Taken films, among many others, says age is catching up with him. But the fact that he has made so many action movies is remarkable, and even more remarkable that they all have pretty much the same plot, in which he seeks revenge on those who threaten or kill his family members. The genius is that he gets his revenge from film to film by changing locations. Various cities, countries, cars, trains, planes, and even a snowplow. If you're looking for a film that has some action but is a little more plausible, check out In the Land of Saints and Sinners from 2023. Not a bad watch. Speaking of old white guys, season 2 of The Old Man wrapped with a cliffhanger last week, and Jeff Bridges is already hinting at a season 3. Bridges plays CIA operative Dan Chase on the FX show, which drew 2 primetime Emmy nominations. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Still breezy and warm with a high of 80. We will cool down with some scattered showers later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.